really happy to have with us now one of the newest inductees to the Browns Legends, Ernie Green. Ernie, first of all, congratulations.
Thanks so much, Vic. Thank you very, very much.
How exciting is this for you?
Well, it's quite exciting because obviously when we received the news and received the information package suggesting that there were only 51 players out of the history of the Browns that's in this Legends Club, so it made me feel very special, and I'm obviously very excited.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. On the line with us from Dayton, Ohio, and it must be a big family celebration, right? I mean, you've got your kids and your grandkids all part of this.
That's exactly right, and there's quite a few of them. So we've been on the telephone talking to everybody. I have brothers in Georgia that are excited about coming, and nieces all over the place who are obviously coming as well. So we're going to have a nice representation, and we're really looking forward to it.
So let's go back to this great career of yours, Ernie. Playing with the Browns, 1962-68, you had started out with the Green Bay Packers, but just briefly, their training camp, and
yes.
Then got traded to the Browns, what, after like one preseason game, correct?
That's true. It's a very interesting story because before I left Green Bay, Coach Lombardi talked to me about the trade and indicated that Paul Brown, who was the coach at the time, was a very dear friend of his and really was quite responsible for him taking on the job at Green Bay. I remember him telling me that Paul told him that if you take the job, I'll do whatever I can to help you. And I guess when I was chosen to be traded off to Cleveland, that may have been a payback situation to the Browns, and it worked out well for everybody. The players that the Packers received and sending me off to Cleveland, I'm sure Coach Lombardi felt that it was a good deed for Paul, and obviously my career hopefully made it worthwhile.
Yeah, you established yourself quite clearly as one of the best fullbacks in the NFL, and let's talk about that because
okay. It's
quite a role that you have Jim Brown first as a backfield mate, so you took some great pride. You had some carries yourself, obviously, and got some yards, but you were the one who was helping Jim Brown have the great success that he had.
Well, that's true, and that was the role that I played. That was the role that I cherished because when I was taught to play, I understood from the very beginning that, football is a team sport, and you do what you have to do to make the team successful. And, if I wanted a running back, I would certainly want someone like Jim Brown running the football, and I would want a complement of people around him to be very supportive. And I took an awful lot of pride in my duties and responsibilities and never complained, just did what I had to do.
And you did some work also at halfback as well, Ernie.
I did.
And then when Brown retires in July of 1966, another, of course, outstanding running back, another guy who would become a Hall of Famer, joins you in the backfield by the name of Leroy Kelly. Talk about that combination.
Well, Leroy and I were very, very close. He was my roommate. I adored him and everything he stood for. And at the same time, he was quite helpful with me and did whatever he could to assist me and running with the football, blocking the whole nine yards. So we had a very good combination, the two of us, and had some success. So it was a great chance for me, and I hopefully took advantage of it.
Now, Ernie, you've been a real survivor in life after football. You were diagnosed with cancer in 2005. It was breast cancer, actually. Right?
That's exactly right.
And obviously not as well-known or common among men, but it does happen. You underwent treatments, and I understand you're doing fine now.
I'm doing very well. In fact, I had a checkup a couple of months ago, and all my doctors indicated that I'm clean, I'm doing wonderfully, and I don't have to go back for another year, so I'm quite pleased with that.
That's a beautiful thing. And more about life after football, Ernie. Talk about some of the things you did, and what are you doing these days?
Well, actually, back in 1981, with a partner here in the Dayton area, we started a small business that serviced General Motors and, at a point in time, virtually everybody in the automotive industry. We were creating automotive parts and components. We acquired a few companies, and we did quite well. So we're still doing that to a certain extent, but we've begun looking at an exit strategy because we're getting to the point where we're getting up in age, and it's time to start looking for those kinds of things to quietly exit and go someplace and sit down.
Well, that's great. That's a great, great way to look at it, and
yes,
you deserve it after so many years of hard work, my friend.
Well, thank you.
Again, we are very proud and pleased for you and happy to have you with us on the show, and then looking forward to you coming up to Cleveland and receiving the honor.
We're very excited as well, and would certainly like to see and say hello when we get up there.
Outstanding. Ernie, thanks so much, my friend.
Our pleasure.
Pleased to have with us right now one of the other members of the 2012 class of Cleveland Browns legends, Clarence Scott. Clarence, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Vic. I'm very happy to have been selected and just glad to be a part of this great group.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing. You're on the line with us from Atlanta, Georgia, and talking about your career, of course, a big part of this and really the key part, 1971 to 83 on this Browns team. You were part of that whole cardiac kids run. What was that like for you?
It was great, the cardiac kids run. In fact, when I first got to Cleveland, my first 2 years, I believe my first 3 years, definitely the first 2 years we were in the playoffs. And it was a carryover from some of the great teams of the 60s, the Cleveland Browns teams, and that I followed since childhood. They were my favorite team. And so when we got there, there was still some carryover in terms of the respect the Browns had around the league. And sometimes we would go into certain places and play and would win just because they were the Cleveland Browns, and I was really glad of that. But the cardiac kids was, there was a drought there after 73, and then we kind of put it back together toward the end of the 80s.
And you
close 70s.
Yeah, you joined this team. You were a first-round pick in 71, and you ranked third on the team all-time with 39 interceptions. So you were a very opportunistic guy in that secondary. For a team that, because it got that nickname, played a lot of games close to the wire, Clarence, were making a lot of those plays that would have been the difference in a lot of those outcomes.
Yes, even at that point, and I had been around about 9 or 10 years at that time, but I was blessed to still have some my strength and ability to make plays and be a contributor. And at that point, I was just glad to get the Browns as a team and the city of Cleveland back into the playoffs, and with Sipe and Newsom and some of those guys, we just put together a great run, and I'm proud to be a part of that great team.
Your fellow 2012 Legends inductee, Ernie Green, of course, played on a championship team for the Browns, the 64 NFL Championship Club. You didn't have that honor to play on a league championship team, but Clarence, the whole idea of being part of a revival in Cleveland, what was that like as far as just the fan interaction?
Well, it was great. And for me, it was good because being a Browns fan since I was a sixth grader, I knew the history of the Browns. I watched that 64 game that Ernie played in as a ninth grader. I left church early to make sure I was home in order to time enough to see that game. So I had followed the Browns, but then they were a great team, always in the playoffs, and there was a drought there, but it was good to get back into the playoff system, and it was great. The fans got rejuvenated. There was just so much excitement going on because it had been a moment since the Browns had been a contender. And so once we got back in the playoff picture, then the fans just really gave us great support and great to see all of them. So glad to see us doing well.
Yeah, it was a real connection, love affair between the fans and the team. And you know this team is trying to get that back, obviously, and they're very excited about this current draft class here, bringing in Trent Richardson and Brandon Wheaton, among others, to hopefully go for another revival.
Yes, and we're all just thirsting for that. You know, Cleveland has been on the top of the rim when it comes to NFL teams, and so we're just in a little drought now. But we're excited about what's coming up, and hopefully we'll put it together, and these young guys will blend and do some great things. But the fans in Cleveland certainly deserve it.
Clarence, tell me about what you've been up to since you hung up your cleats.
Well, when I first left Cleveland, my wife and I came back to Atlanta, and we opened a travel agency. I owned a Clarence Scott Travel Agency for about 5 years after I first got out of the league. And so since that time, and now I'm in the energy business here in Atlanta. I have an energy franchise here in Atlanta, Georgia. And my wife is an educator, so she still works for Board of Education. I have three children, and I've got four grandkids. That keep me busy, and an 85-year-old mother who still supports me, and I support her, and so good to have her in my life as well. And so those things keep me busy: family, children, grandchildren, and home-based business that gives me something to get up for every day.
That is fantastic, and I know there'll be quite a crowd of Clarence Scott supporters, among many, by the way, here in Cleveland as well, when you're up here for the weekend of September 23rd, when you and Ernie Green will be officially inducted. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, certainly looking forward to it. As far as I'm concerned, I was born to be a Cleveland Brown. They were my team since sixth grade, first round selection, and I have never donned another uniform in my pro career, so it was just meant for me to be a Cleveland Brown player, and now this induction into the Legends group is just the icing on the cake, the pinnacle of my career at this point. And so still love Cleveland, still love the fans. I feel like they have always been the greatest fans in sports. And I know they still are, so it's just going to be great to be back in Cleveland. Looking forward to it, bringing my daughter, my stepdaughter, my wife is coming. I have some friends in Cleveland who are actually from Atlanta, who I knew when I was growing up here in Atlanta.
Oh, great.
That I'm gonna have to come out to the game as well. And so that's going to be great, because they'll remind me of back home while I'm in Cleveland. I'd be glad to be there.
That's a beautiful thing, and we're so glad to have you here and looking forward to that. Clarence, again, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations, and we'll see you in September.
Great, Vic. Thank you for having me on. I look forward to coming back and just saying hello to all the Cleveland folks just one more time. I was there last year on a captain's day, but glad this will be special coming back for this purpose.
He is Clarence Scott, joining Ernie Green as one of the two new members of the Cleveland Browns Legends. Joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.